Welcome to the edge of Europe.
Yeah, welcome. I am... Oh, I'm the person who's about to be introduced. I'll let
right.
Her go ahead.
Welcome to the edge of Europe.
And we're both dithering here on the outer edge of Europe, aren't we?
Absolutely. Just like the rest of the people on this island, we're moving a bit further away from Europe, and then we're moving closer back to Europe, and then a bit further away again.
So we'll be chatting about this, what it feels like to be European and live here in the UK, and the things that make us rant.
And hopefully, things that make us laugh.
And ranting will be your job.
And you're supposed to laugh a lot.
Okay, I will do that.
Which puts us just exactly where we are in Europe, really, don't we? I'm the Brit ranting and you're the German laughing.
Can you go back to how far are we from the cultural edge? You mentioned that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, like how far away we are from midnight or what angle we are... from vertical or something like that, from the, you know, if you think of Britain falling off the EU, falling off the edge of Europe, and the whole island shifting around, and once, say, the vertical between perhaps London and Edinburgh, when that gets to horizontal, we've gone completely.
Right. Scotland might break off. Strangely enough, London might just drop out of the rest.
Because of the pressure.
Britain.
Well, I suppose that would mean that Ireland would fall off first, which seems to be what's... Potentially happening.
So we are creeping closer to the edge.
That's right. And then, you know, bits of corn will probably, you know, will go crack and that will fall off the whole mainland UK.
So you just brought me a tea.
I always bring you a tea.
In the morning.
And all sorts of other times of the day. You never bring me cups of tea.
Right, well, I didn't grow up with tea. That's my excuse.
Okay, so where are all the coffees?
So what's outside of the agreement then? What's outside of the Norway deal? No common currency, which we don't have anyway?
What do you mean by what's outside of it?
So how is it different than being in the EU?
I don't know, really.
No voting rights, possibly.
Yeah, well, apart from the no voting, I don't see what the big difference is.
Right.
It seems like, oh, we can't be bothered to join in all the, you know, let somebody else do the organisation.
A bit like
how we are in
the Eurovision, so perfect. You know, it still keeps us in Eurovision.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like us in our marriage and this. It's like you do all the organisation, I just turn up on the day type thing. That's what Norway does.
Right, I'm Europe, you're Norway.
Yeah.
I want to be Norway.
Okay, but then I'd have to do all the organisation.
Oh no, calamity.
The Northern Powerhouse, that's attached to mainland Britain fully, isn't it?
Ah, I thought we could just drop off into Europe there.
No, there's no way that's going to happen, I'm afraid.
So we'll cover political things that invade our daily lives, cultural events that make us ever so happy, and the little social incidents in the life of a multinational family that bring to life what it means to be European.
Ah, so thanks for joining us. Stay with us and we hope you'll enjoy the show.
Thank you. I said thank you.
That's right. You're not supposed to.